I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
This is Robert.
Hey there.
Robert is an over-the-road trucker. He takes his business very seriously.
Yes, I do.
Robert traded up to Geico for serious commercial coverage, insuring not just his truck, but his cargo too, all for seriously low rates, with serious savings for his inspection history.
So, they're going to be a talking animal with a catchphrase like a armadillo?
What the armadillo?
There he is.
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
Aww.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? Coming to you Thursday morning. Now, this is not the traditional coach approach. I hate to say we had a little bit of a scheduling conflict this week, and so we didn't get to go live at 10. And shout out to Ant. He ain't going nowhere. He's the freaking man. As much as I could record with that guy, I'm going to. I really do appreciate all the positives when people reach out and say, man, I like what you're doing here, whatever. And even the critical ones. We are always open and we want to learn and improve. This is episode 1290 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Got to say thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Jill. You guys are the freaking best today. So what I want to do, I had the show planned. I'm going to incorporate some of that into tomorrow's show, the Friday show, things from film and that I want to see and whatever else. So I was like, man, how do I want to handle that today? Do I want to do the show without Ant the same way we do it? I was like, no. It's a weird year. Let's be weird. I'm trying to just do one mock draft a week. And again, back to the emails, I'm getting a lot of requests for mock drafts. And one of the emails said, I would be fine if you did two mock drafts a day from now all the way until April. I'm not going to do that, but I do want to do one mock draft today and get that out. And just, you know, again, getting those wheels spinning on some possible targets, some possible position groups that you can get in the first, second, third round. What are some guys that could fall late? All that stuff. You know, we started our draft research over here at the 49ers Rush headquarters, and that's in full swing. And so we're still doing the field breakdowns, all that stuff. But, man, the draft book this year, I think it's going to be the best work we've ever done. We've got an incredible team put together, and we're getting such an early start on it. It's December. It's not even 2025 yet. Yeah, we're going to get you guys some good information. I'm excited about that. What's up, the Tej? Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. What's up, RTP? Freaking awesome. Hey, Steven. Glad to see everybody here. Mike in the building. Man, you guys are freaking awesome. I love it. Right here, what do you think of Cam Scattabu? This is the running back out of Arizona State. Well, we're going to get see him. You know, I'm a Longhorn guy, and they got the fourth seed. So if the 49ers win against Clemson, which they're 12-point favorite Saturday, I haven't watched film of him. I've watched, you know, the highlights. I'm not a big ASU guy, so yeah, I'm not, you know, I've seen some plays, and I like him. I love the grit. I love the toughness. I love all those things, but I haven't done a full film dive on him yet. And, you know, this is, again, a little bit of a disclaimer. Like, I want to come clean here. I haven't dove into coaching tape on these prospects. That's not the goal of today's show. The goal of today's show is to get a little bit of an outline or a brief synopsis of what's going to be readily available when the 49ers are picking in certain rounds. This lets us know what, man, there's edge players you can get in the third round. Are there a lot of late running backs? Are there wide receivers with high upside? Things like that. That's kind of the goal of today, and we'll have to see there. Right here, Ice Cold Nar, she said, both hurt and excited for this part of your content, John. Yeah, it's bittersweet, but there's always a silver lining. There's an opportunity cost. We take it. We haven't been in this position in a while, and so we take it for what it is. Now, the position we have been in is injuries, and those continue. Adam Schefter put out, Isaiah Grindo is unlikely to play this game against Miami with a hamstring injury. We're down to our fifth running back. That's not the way you want it to go. And this isn't a new thing for Isaac Grindo. And again, if you read our draft report last year, which is free to all the 49ersrush.com and Patreon subscribers, if you're $1 tier, $2 tier, you get it. We don't sell it. We just give it to the people that support the show and help make this work. And so if you want to support the show, go to the 49ersrush.com, join us over there. But I told you in our report, Isaac Grindo missed 23 games in college over the course of three games with hamstring and foot issue. Most of those were hamstring issues. This ain't new. And I really think that even though the 49ers really liked Isaac Grindo, man, you go back to that draft, Ray Davis goes off the board to the Bills. The very next pick, Will Shipley goes off the board to the Eagles. 49ers panic, trade not one but two fifth-rounders to jump up and get Isaac Grindo. Not that I think that's a bad pick, but I don't think it's who they wanted. I think he was kind of the last of the three. Ray Davis was him. I told you he was the most Frank Gore running back I have graded since Frank Gore, and that's even with Frank Gore Jr. in this draft. He was a perfect fit, but he went off the board for Will Shipley, super poor man's Christian McCaffrey, but can kind of do everything. He goes, and then you jump up to get Isaac Grindo. Yeah, I didn't like it. I thought you overpaid to jump up that much, but it was a panic move. I don't think it's what the 49ers, it's kind of like Devondre Campbell. He was the third option. I like Grindo, and I hope that he gets better, but man, he's old. He's got a lot of injuries, and he's not through with those soft tissue injuries, and that is a major issue. For the most part, the 49ers have stopped drafting players that were injured a lot in college. Like, you even look at Ricky Pearsall. Like, Ricky Pearsall never played throughout the entire training camp. And I kept, you know, I was at all the training camp practices. I was like, dude, where is 14? This dude's not out there at all, ever. But he never missed a game in the NFL or in college for two separate schools over 5 years. Like, the dude was an Iron Man. What happened? And I think that's been an issue. Here's Shanahan talking briefly just about how much training camp Pearsall missed.
Eric, he's doing a hell of a job. Like, to what people, I know everyone talks about the gunshot wound, but what people don't realize is, I think I said a couple weeks ago, but he only had three practices before that gunshot wound. He missed all OTAs and all of training camp. And then to get that gunshot before, I mean, basically went from Florida to us halfway through the season. So I thought he did a hell of a job coming back from that, trying to learn and practice as he goes. He's been banged up a little bit, started in Green Bay. I think he's fought through that here the last couple weeks. I thought he did some real good stuff on tape last week, had a couple big catches. But I think he's going the right direction and hope it keeps improving here these next three games.
And so, again, as we move forward and we look at, okay, these draft picks, potential draft picks moving forward in 2025, how do they handle their 2024 draft picks? Not great. Not when it comes to wide receiver position, for sure. And I like this. Somebody, man, where was it? Here we go. D. Moore, I think they wanted Wright that went to Miami. Everybody wanted Wright. He was so fast. He hasn't been that good, but we're going to probably see him this weekend. Man, you talk about a team with all of their running backs hurt. Then you talk about a team with all of their running backs healthy. Miami has everybody healthy. Mostert's healthy. A-Chain's healthy. I mean, literally, Wright's healthy. They've got Jeff Wilson healthy. They got everybody. That's what it is. Right here, Isaac Grindo is more explosive and has been awesome. I think it's trending the right way, but you're getting exactly what you've seen, which is very, very bad vision, very, very inconsistent, lots of injuries. I mean, he was injured. Isaac Grinnell was more as injured in training camp as Ricky Pearsall was, and now he's been injured nonstop since he's been playing in the NFL. The play has gotten better, and so that's huge. He's way past Ty Davis Price and Trey Sermon. That's a low bar. Joe Williams, way past those guys. But I mean, you can't rely on him. He's a backup only. You just can't. He hasn't been bad. He was bad early, and I mean, you had to pull him from kickoff returns because of fumbling issues. But yeah, the explosiveness is there. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Right here, Clarzard. John, how do we approach the wide receiver position next year? No BA is bad news. It's going to take a while. And the good news is, if there is good news in the BA situation, that injury happened early in the season. So it was a bad injury. The contact, I mean, is he going to be ready for training camp? There is not a player that needs training camp more than Brandon Ayuk, who you go back, not this year, obviously. He didn't do anything but wear sweats. But you and tweet and make up fake videos. But if you go back to 2022 and 2023, that dude was a workout warrior. He was the best training camp player we had on the field, offense or defense, and the season corresponded to that. He has to have that long ramp up. So you're hoping, man, you know, he could get cleared June, July, and then be ready for training camp. Probably going to miss the first part of it, but that's what it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for BA. But yeah, you don't rush it, and we'll get there. What's up? Salty says, what's up, John? Happy draft season. I love it. NY Niners. I didn't like IG at draft time, but I think he's grown leaps and bounds. He has grown. That is factually correct. I like him way more now than I did back then. Now, speaking of injuries, Ambry Thomas got waived yesterday. We talked about it on the show. He said he's been, quote-unquote, collecting dust on the shelf. Let him go. They let him go. He gets claimed by the Colts. They take all of our unwanted players, turn Samuel Womack into a top 20 corner. So they claim Ambry Thomas fails their physical. So they discarded him again. Now he goes back to waivers. We'll see. His agent said that he'll pass the next physical. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But the whole time I'm like reading that, I tweeted this out. I was like, the word physical and Ambry Thomas never need to be used together. Those two things, no. They are antonyms. They are the complete opposite. And I'm sick and tired of us getting players that don't fit our scheme and our personality and then asking them to do things that they're not supposed to do and they never shown that they could do. It bothers me. You don't have a free safety. You run cover one. That's stupid. Your physical running team, you draft players that don't run block or sign players that don't run block. Jake Brendel, Aaron Banks. Anyway, I don't want to go down that whole thing.
Are you a person who tends to overspend on or around the holidays? Well, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. And the best part is, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can start investing your money in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be as small as $5 a day or just some spare change. That's right. Acorns can round up every purchase you make to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So whenever you go to get your coffee before you go on that shopping trip, guess what? That's investing. I've used Acorns for a long time, way before this sponsorship started. And a big reason why is because you can invest without time and without a lot of money, and you can choose how aggressive you want to be with the amount of money that you invest. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So, where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's gonna bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here! You gotta see this!
No, no, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry!
Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Steven is an owner-operator truck driver.
Hey, you folks.
Steven traded up to GEICO for Sirius Commercial Insurance for both his truck and cargo, all for a seriously great rate.
Ooh, I got one.
Got one what?
A good pun.
This isn't one of those ads.
There's something wrong with that forklift, but it's a giant fork you can't lift, right?
We take commercial insurance very seriously here, Steven.
I'm only semi-serious, huh? You get it?
I see what you did there. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
So that's where that is. You kind of take that for what you will, but Ambry Thomas, you know, he's back on the scrap heap. Hopefully he lands somewhere. So let's do it. Let's jump in. Let's go to our mock draft. We're using PFF's mock draft simulator. We got 7 rounds. Move some of these things around just so we get a little bit of things. We're right in the middle for public versus PFF board. I'm going a little stronger consideration for positional value, less for draft needs, randomness, a little more random. We don't know really where these guys are going to go. And we've got the 49ers pick at 15th currently. So let's start this draft. Let's get it going. I'm not going to be trading up. Again, this is much more of a let's pay attention to what is around where the Niners might be picking. So currently we're picking 15th. The 3 picks before us, tight end Colston Loveland, which is a little bit of, I think that's way too rich, especially with the way Kittle's still having all pro season type play. But man, I ain't going to lie. The idea of, I don't like drafted tight ends in round one. I don't think that it saves you cap wise, but to get another dynamic tight end, if we're going to make Saubert get 30, 40 snaps a game all the damn time, still a little too rich for my blood, but I ain't going to lie. The idea of Colston Loveland is enticing. I haven't done his film yet. Edge, Nick Scorton out of A&M went 13, and Amika Egbuka out of Ohio State, and I'll work on all my pronunciations as I work through the draft. So the 49ers are on the clock at 15. They say that our needs are guard, tackle, cornerback. Just further proof that I do not believe they're doing a very good job on kind of what our biggest needs are. Again, I did this a few episodes ago, but I think the biggest need for us is center, safety, defensive tackle, linebacker, offensive tackle, edge. In that order. I think those are our biggest needs, tied into for sure. I mean, you need a lot, but this is before we bring anybody back. Center, safety, defensive tackle, we just don't have the guys in-house unless we bring back Hufanga. You don't want Jair Brown playing. You can't do that. You cannot let Jair Brown be playing. So here's who's on the board, according to PFF. Cornerback Will Johnson, not going first-round corner. Linebacker Jalen Walker, not going first-round linebacker. Just kind of feels like a tight end, same situation. And I think we do bring back Dre Greenlaw. Josh Simmons, tackle Ohio State. Irsari, tackle out of Minnesota. Milum, tackle out of West Virginia. Cam Ward, tackle Cameron Williams. I'm not a big Cameron Williams guy for us. I don't think he fits. He's a little too big, a little too lethargic. I think he's more of a power scheme. And I know Texas doesn't run a power scheme, but I hate his penalties. I think he's undisciplined. He's got a lot of talent. It could be on kind of that Orlando Brown kind of career trajectory, but I'm going to stay away from there.
Edge, Mykel Williams out of Georgia. Defensive interior, Kenneth Grant. Running back, no. Shedeur Sanders is there. Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle. James Pierce, edge. So we've got, obviously, tackle and edge. Now, last time I went tackle right here. I like this question. If Gentry was there, would you? Hell no. No. We are not. Gentry went eighth. And this Kelvin Banks is who I would, if I could have my pick, I'd pick Kelvin Banks. Or, to be honest with you, Mason Graham. Mason Graham's probably the bigger need, better player. The defensive tackle from Michigan, and I don't like Michigan players. But those two would be my ideal ones. I'm not taking Gentry even if he falls to 15. You got Christian McCaffrey for three more years. You've got Jordan Mason for one more year. You got Isaac Grindo for three more years. I mean, Jordan Mason has been unbelievable, and we won't throw him the ball. Brock Purdy won't throw him the ball. Shanahan won't let Brock Purdy throw him the ball. No, is Gentry better than that? Yes. But remember, a month into the season, we had the dude leading the NFL in rushing, and we quit giving him the ball. So I'm staying the hell away from that. Right here. Will Campbell to replace Trent or plug in for Mason? Man, I just really don't think that Campbell, I mean, he might play guard for us. I mixed up my players. That's on me. Will Johnson is the corner, and I think you're talking about Cameron Williams there. I just don't think Cameron Williams is a great fit. You want to kick him inside, good, but I'm not too worried about guard. James Pierce and Bosa are generational. Ooh, I like that. That's the Tennessee. And again, I have to be very clear. I haven't done all of the work on these guys. We just started. But if you talk about James Pierce, 6'5", 243, it's a little bit lighter than the 49ers prefer at edge. And if I am going edge, I do kind of agree with what they have here, that Georgia, Mykel Williams, 6'5", 265, is exactly what the 49ers height, weight, type look. That's what they want. Now, you look at him, he's played for three straight years. Georgia players don't get a lot of sacks because, again, look at these snaps. Georgia players, Texas players, Alabama players, the new kind of blue chip model in college football is we rotate, everybody gets playing time. So back where you'd see guys like Johnny Newton getting 800 snaps, you don't see that anymore. The most snaps that Mykel Williams ever got was 407, and that was 3 years ago. Only 356 this year. Never had more than six sacks in a season. But whenever you look at this, like, that is the player that I want personally. I want Mykel Williams. Why? It's premium position. It's a giant position of need. Yes, you still have Leonard Floyd signed next year, but we've proven his effectiveness is tied to his snap count. The fewer snaps Leonard Floyd gets, 20, 30, the better player he is. You get Mykel Williams, you let him split that other side, make Sam Okwonu your backup end. You got Robert Beal still cycling through. So me personally, I'm going right here. I'm going with Mykel Williams, and right here, Terror Dome came in to support the claim here. He says, Mykel Williams, number 11, is the truth. Future Pro Bowler. I think he's a damn good player, and he's played really good against Texas every time we played against him. But so I'm going to edge. Mykel Williams, he's the 21st player on the board for PFF. We're taking him number 15 right here. And again, we're not going to trade around in this mock. But I do want to say who the next couple picks were. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan, went after us. Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle after us. Irsay, offensive tackle after that. Then Will Johnson. So those are the picks that went. Now we're back on the board. Pick number 47 in the second round. Now here's what's crazy. And this stuff's going to happen. I don't think that this will actually happen. James Pierce, edge player, Tennessee, still there. Still on the board. He fell. John A. Barrett, cornerback, Texas. Damn good player. Oh, I'm a big John A. fan. 5'11", 200. The 49ers have a tight 6 foot, 200-pound defensive backs. They do everything that they can in their willpower to draft exactly that. Ball skills, shutdown corner type. Whew. Yeah, I'm a big Jahdae Barron fan. You have defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott. You love the last name, 6'3", 315. He would be the plugger role for us. Jihad Campbell, linebacker a little too early. Running back too early. Edge, we already got one. Jalen Milroe, no, I'm not doing that. Wide receiver safety, Kamari Ramsey. Oof. 6 foot, 204, redshirt sophomore. He's a little young, but he's played 2+ years. Kamari Ramsey out of USC. I don't like USC players. Tight ends, we got Mason Taylor and Gunnar Helm out of Texas. Gunnar Helm, again, is a guy that I would love. There's like no weaknesses in his game. He can block, inline, split out, good hands, touchdown machine, all those things. But I think second round's too rich for him. Mason Taylor, tight end LSU. Yeah, again, you kind of look at him, 6'5", 255. It's what you want. They always get the specimens there. There's no doubt. Wide receiver, safeties, edge. So Alfred Collins, a little early for him, defensive tackle, Texas. Isaiah Bond, I'm glad that they adjusted. You know, everybody kept having Isaiah Bond, wide receiver from Texas, in the first round. He has not put up first-round tape this year. He's been injured. He's played through a lot of injuries. But he's made a lot of mistakes, a lot of penalties, a lot of wrong routes. Like, he's cost Texas big. The athleticism's there. But, you know, when people had him in the first round, I was like, dude, that's a mistake. His tape has not shown that. Second, third round, the athletic profile is still there. They bumped him down. I think that's important. Tackle Jonah Savanai. I'm sure I mispronounced that, out of Arizona. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, what are the positions we need? We're not going back-to-back edge players, even though I wouldn't be upset. Jahdae Barron, corner. Man, we're going to need a corner. Right now, the only two corners we have really coming back is Diamador Lenore and Renardo Green. Do you spend another second-round pick on a corner whenever he's only going to be out there 70% of the time? I'm not opposed to it, especially if we're going to keep playing man coverage on third downs all the time and we keep Nick Sorensen, which we shouldn't do, but I do think that that's going to happen. And so Jahdae Barron, that's there. Omar Norman Lott, that is the one where I'm like, oof. Defensive tackle, Tennessee. I would love defensive tackle here. I would love a center here. I think that's a bigger position. Safety, no. Tight end, no. Wide receiver, God, no. I know people are like, oh, we need more wide receivers. You have Ayuk coming back. Debo's under contract. Whether you keep him or not, doesn't really matter. You slide Pierce onto that role if you do let Debo go. You have Juwan Jennings under contract as well. Those are your three guys. Jacob Cowing, maybe you give him a chance to play football one day. Has zero targets since that game. He had that 50-yard catch, which is ridiculous. That game was in October. I'm not spending more draft capital on wide receivers. If you're going to get a wide receiver, sign somebody, you know, a free agent that you trust and will give snaps to, that's going to cost, you know, $3 to $4 million a year. Like, don't spend another high draft capital pick on a wide receiver that you're not even going to play. And yeah, right here, Tony. Yeah, this is a deep defensive end class. And you know, offensive line is such a big deal for us. Offensive tackles, there's a couple guys, Jonah, you know, out of Arizona, which I remember doing a lot of film on Arizona with Jordan Morgan last year, went in the first round. 6'5", 336 for Jonah Savanai. I'm sorry, I mispronounced his name. I got to learn all these, but this is good. This is good for me too. You got Charles Grant, tackle William and Mary, Marcus Imbau, Purdue. I don't think that's where it is. I really don't think that that's where the value is here. What if we look at interior offensive line? I'm really only concerned with centers. And, man, there's not a center until we get to the 150s, 160s. So I'm not reaching that bad there. So I'm down between two players, and I'm going to let you guys pick here. Cornerback out of Texas, Jahdae Barron, who I think is just an absolute freaking stud. Scored 2 defensive touchdowns last year, 5 picks this year. He's much more the 90.8 coverage grade. That's unreal. Zone grade, 91.1. Jahdae Barron is a beast. The Shanahan connection to Texas, obviously played there. He's friends with Sark. He goes down every year and has talks with the players during practice. So there's connection there. Or Omar Norman Lott, defensive tackle, Tennessee, 6'3", 315. So if we go Omar Lott, that means we would have went edge, defensive tackle, and I ain't even mad at it. This dude's played 3 years, 5 sacks back-to-back years. That's really, really good. You look at his grades, run defensive grades a little low, 70.6. He's a pass rusher. True pass set, 86.9 grade. Yeah. So I'm going to, whatever you guys bring up the most, do we want corner or do we want defensive tackle? Roger says, go get Danny Gray. I love it. Wide receiver is a secondary need. I agree. Got to go OT, defensive tackle in the first. I'm not opposed to that. I think that's what we did last mock draft that we did. There's a wide receiver from Arizona that seems intriguing. Yeah, Tet, that dude's, Tet's going, I think, top 10. I think he'll be the first wide receiver off the board. Lee, any high OTs have a chance to start? Yes, but I haven't gone through all the tape yet, so I got to hold reserve judgment on that. Tony, centers are last this year. No Zach Frazier, Linderbaum, Creed Humphreys. Yeah, we missed our chance. We missed our chance. Go DT. That's him. We're going DT. What Kevin says goes. We're going Omar Norman Lott. How can he be a bad player? Let's get all the lots that we can. So we went edge Mykel Williams, and then we went defensive tackle Omar Lott. I need to be writing this down so that I could keep this one. So let's see here. I got to scroll back up. So now we're back on the board, number 79. I got to get these notes in here. All right, mock draft, baby. Here we go. So we went DE Mykel Williams. Then when we went DT with the beast Lott from Tennessee, who went right after us? John A. Barron went right after us. So that kind of tells you we were right on the two guys, but yeah. I love John A. Barron. I really, really do. All right, let's scroll down. Now we're at pick. We have two picks in the third round, 79. Jalen Milroe to there. Xavier Watts, safety, Notre Dame. Tyler Bukkie. I don't think we need a guard. This is next year, 2025, will be Spencer Burford's last year on his rookie deal. If we trust him, he's better than Aaron Banks. He should be playing the rest of the season. Man, okay, the tackle's still there. So this is where I'm looking right now. I'm going tackle. I don't care what else is there. There's a few of them. But it's down to two for me. There's Marcus Imbo from Purdue, 6'5", 300. That fits a little bit more than what we're used to. He's got, man, a lot of starts, 32 starts. I like that, okay? So I'm going with experience. Jonah, man, he's got more than 32. He's got 36 starts. But his 6'5", 336, not really what we are. So do we go with experience? Or do we go with height, weight, kind of prototype? Because we like the experienced players. The 49ers have trended towards drafting more guys with more playing time. But 32 and 37 games, not that much difference. So I'm going to go tackle out of Purdue, Marcus Imbo. There we go. Purdue, baby. The Boilermakers. Boiler up. Let's go. I like it. Zone grade's really, really high. He fits what we do. Gave up 3 sacks this year, no quarterback hits outside of that. Only 3 sacks in 3 years at starting. All of them this year, though. But I'm going Marcus Imbau, tackle out of Purdue. Man, I ain't mad. Defensive end, defensive tackle, tackle. The 49ers are back on the clock with our 101 comp pick. This is for losing D'Amico Ryans and the stud, Rand Carthon. All right, we got some guards on the board, halfbacks, more guards, more halfbacks. Safety, Robert Spears, Jennings, safety out of Oklahoma, Carson Beck, linebacker, Barrett Carter. He's played a lot of football. He's got over 35 starts, 6'1", 230. So that would be a little bit more of the Dre Greenlaw look instead of the Fred Warner look. I'm going to say no there. Jalen Knoll. We want to get an Iowa State wide receiver for the beast that is Brock Purdy. 5'11", 200. All right. I don't mind. And again, the 49ers third round comp picks have been about the ugliest thing known to man. I don't think we've hit on one. That doesn't mean you just write it off. You know, I should be looking at running backs here just because of what they always do, the 49ers. But, man, edge, Savon Jones is there. This is a deep edge class. Now, here's what happens every single year. You get kind of these players, and nobody knows where they're going to go. We haven't even had the combine yet. And a lot of these players might even go back to playing college football because of NIL. We saw that with Drew Allar, the Penn State quarterback, who a lot of people thought, man, that'd be a perfect fit for the 49ers. He's going back to college. He's not even coming out of the draft. So just here's what happens every single year. Edge players, wide receivers, offensive tackles shoot up the board. So you're sitting here and you're like, oh, Savon Jones, Edge out of LSU is there at the end of the third round. Probably not going to happen, but sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. And yeah, right here, Justin Pierce Jr. usually gets top 15. Yeah, I considered that pick at top 15. He was there in the second round, but we went edge. So we got a DE, defensive tackle, and a tackle, offensive tackle. Ollie Gordon, halfback, a lot of safeties. Man, we do need a corner. We need a corner and a center the most. Ooh, tight ends. Let's look at Benjamin Urosek, tight end out of Georgia. All right, he's played in 30-plus games. What's his height, weight? He's 6'4", 245. All right, a little bit on the small end for us. It doesn't really have the stats, but Georgia, I mean, they just run the ball so well. Quinn Ewers is there. I'm not taking him. Jackson Hawes. Now, this is somebody 6'5", 260. All right, now we're talking. This is going to be a little bit more of a John Chapman pick than anything else. This dude, if you look at what Georgia Tech does, they are one of the most physical, hard-running teams in the NFL or in college football. They're physical. Physical, physical, physical. He's started 3 years. He's got 29 starts over the past 3 years. Tough as hell. He's big as hell. I'm going tight end in our comp pick, Jackson Hawes out of Georgia Tech. He's a big boy, man. I really do. I know this kid. He's a damn good player. 6'5", 260. He is the tight end too, the Brock Wright type build. We thought we could do it with Eric Saubert. Didn't work out. I'm going tight end right there. So that gets us through three picks. Now, for the remaining picks before we do, it's the 12 days of Christmas over at my bookie, guys. While other books make promises, my bookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with MyBookie's 12 Days of Christmas. Festive lineup and can't-miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways, it only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets. It's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, with days one and two completed, you had round one. That's day one. We got Mikael Williams. I'd be so stoked with that. Day two, I like the positions. Yeah, some of the players you might want to swap out. But we went pick 47. We got Omar Norman Lott, defensive tackle, Tennessee. That's a huge need position, huge upside there. Round three, we go tackle Marcus Imbau out of Purdue. I think he's a perfect scheme fit in third round. Maybe we keep that third-round offensive line studs going. You have him compete at right tackle right off the bat, and then maybe he slides over to left tackle eventually. And then kind of I don't think luxury pick with how many snaps, you know, we have gotten for Eric Saubert. So Jackson Hawes tight end Georgia Tech for that comp pick. man, if we would have had that this year, just think of how many times Eric Saubert has hurt us, hurt the team. Oh, man. Right here, Tony. He says, the best center, Jake Slaughter from Florida, is going back to school. I freaking hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Right here, that tackle, the Arizona tackle that we went the other way, Savanea, can play guard as well. Yeah, Arizona has some very versatile linemen. So, and shout out to PFF. They got this new Your Picks category. I used to have to scroll up and down. That's why I was taking notes. I don't have to take notes anymore. I'll just take a screenshot when I'm done. Look at this technology. All right, we're on the board, fourth round, pick 116. And, man, edge Saquon Jones is still there. Do I want two edge players? I wouldn't be mad at it. I'm looking for a center. There's just nothing. So then it's like, okay, running backs. I have a very hard time thinking Kyle Shanahan's going to go four rounds without drafting a running back. I hate it. I wouldn't do it. But I'm kind of stuck here. And I'm going to throw Kyle Shanahan a bone just because it's what it is. So I want everybody to let me know which one of these guys you want. There's Ollie Gordon, the second running back out of Oklahoma State. Jonah Coleman, halfback out of Washington. RJ Harvey, UCF. And Le'Veon Moss, Texas A&M. Or Trevor Etienne. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Devin Neal. I love him. Cam Scatapoo, who we talked about earlier, is still there. There's so many running backs. But I'm just like, man, Shanahan's going to draft one. He's going to trade multiple picks. Last year, he traded 2 5th rounders, even though our running back room was stacked. And now here we are. This is not the first year that we've had 5 injured running backs. This is the second time. I think it was 2021. We had all those injured running backs. So I'm going running back here, even though I don't like it. This is me throwing Kyle Shanahan a bone. Tony says Scatabu right here. I love Neal. If I was picking Neal out of Kansas, he's played nonstop. He's been unbelievable, nonstop, 5'11", 215. Dude, I think I'm going to wait on Neal. I'm going to wait here because I like Neal more than those guys. So I'm going to wait. In the next round, I'm taking a running back. You can't stop me. So back to the fourth round. We've got guard Tyler Booker, Georgia. Out of Alabama. Safety Robert Spears Jennings. Let's see here. 6'1", 219, a little bigger. I want small, fast safety if I'm going safety. Jalen Noel, wide receiver, Iowa State, still there. We got our tackle earlier. I wouldn't be mad at 2 tackles. Dante Lawson, linebacker. I really think we're going to sign Dre Greenlaw. He's 6'2", 239. Again, another Greenlaw guy. If there was a 6'3-plus long, tall linebacker, I'd be down. Another defensive tackle, Jack Kaiser. Let's look at his. 6'2", 231. Nah, I don't think that's the mold we're looking for. We still need a corner. You got Chandler Rivers, cornerback out of Duke. 5'10", 180. No, he's too small. Not what we're looking for. Pat Bryant, wide receiver. Played for 3 years. 6'3", 200. We don't have that. We kind of got that already. I'm going to say no there. Oh, I'm not liking this. Another tight end there. No. Edge linebacker. What about Kobe Keene? They got some height, weight. 6'1", 250. No. What is this, the freaking 80s? Will Howard. Okay. Will Howard, quarterback. I think we took him last time. And again, right here, Big Papa. John Focus, get a center. There's no centers. There's no centers. I'll pull up the big board on centers here in a second. But Will Howard, I do believe the 49ers need to take a shot at quarterback. A high upside quarterback late day 3. Will Howard, a little early here. Yes, but I would not be upset at all. All right, let's go interior offensive line. Who's the top center? Man, the top center is 150. So this is early for centers, but somebody's going to move up. But I'm cool with it. It's my number one need. All right, let's look at these. Okay, we got Jonah Monheim out of USC, 6'5", 310. That fits what we want to do. Redshirt senior, 3 straight years starting. Okay, that's good. Only giving up 2 sacks. He's a gap grade higher than a zone grade. Man, he didn't really grade out well. This is a bad center draft. Not a lot of good grades. Seth McLaughlin, center out of Ohio State, 6'4", 305, exactly the prototype we're looking for. Three starts, only one sack in his entire career. Man, run block grade, again, hasn't graded out great, but he has experience. Jake Majors, 6'3", 315, little bigger, started 3 years, given up one sack, and that was 3 years ago. The PFF grades, pass block grade off the charts, zone grade, run block grade, not really there. But, yeah, let's do it, man. I'm a Longhorn faithful. Centers are number one need. I'm taking center. We're reaching here. Center, Jake Majors out of Texas, Hookle baby. I got to get one guy. I got to. So now we got edge, defensive tackle, tackle, tight end, center. We don't have any corners. We don't have any safeties. We don't have any running backs. So this is one of our fifth round picks. We're back on the board. We are going running back here. You can't stop me. Let's see who all's there. Ah, man, they took my guy. They took Devin Neal. I'm upset. So we've got RJ Harvey, Trevor Etienne, Cam Scadaboo, Jordan James. Those are the running backs on the board. Let's throw the people at home bone. Let's go with Cam Scadaboo. We draft a lot of Arizona State players. We've got Ayuk. We've got Pearsall. Let's get Scadaboo. 5'11", 215. He started for 3 years. Man, touchdowns, 19 touchdowns this year. I love all the receiving. Arizona State backs always catch the ball well. Shout out to Rashad Smith. Rashad White. We're going Cam Scadaboo right here. That's my pick for the people. Now we are on the clock, 173. This is a comp pick, round five. Dylan Gabriel. I don't really want to go Dylan Gabriel, 6'2", 200. Yeah, I mean, Heisman finalist, killing it for, you know, multiple teams. I want a big height, weight, speed guy. Jonah Monheim's still there, the center out of USC where we're considering. We got tackles, cornerback, O'Donnell Fortune. Man, all name team. 6'1", 185. Doesn't really fit what we want. Doesn't really fit what we want there. Achille Arnold, safety out of USC, 6'2", 200. Redshirt senior. Does he have ball skills? I'm not seeing any interceptions. And he's much more. He played a lot of deep safety the last 2 years. Man, the missed tackle rate's really high. Ugh. I'm going to pass on that one. I saw some red flags there. Guard, we could do that. Upton Stout. What a cool name. Safety out of Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers. 5'9", 182. Redshirt junior. Missed tackle rate's high. Oh, run defense super off the charts, though. He's smaller than we want, but we've got to get a free safety if we're going to keep running cover one. Man, you've got to. I don't really like the build too much there. A little too small for me. Kyle McCord, Syracuse, 6'3", 220. I'm going to say no. Jackson Dart. I know a lot of Dart fans out there. 6'2", 225. I hate that system. Elijah Clark, safety out of Syracuse, 6'1", 187, 3 years starting. Man, not a good run grade, not a good coverage grade. Don't like. But this is what happens once you get to this part. You're just like, man, what are we going to do? All right, here we go. Damani Jackson, 6'1", 197, corner, Alabama, 2.5 years as a starter. Not a lot of ball skills. But, man, look at that run defense grade. This is a prototype pick here. He fits exactly the height, weight, speed we like. He plays against the run. I started the show off by talking, man, Ambry Thomas never fit us, ever. He refused to tackle. He's scared of contact. Go get somebody. That height, weight, speed is what you want. He's got experience. He was coached by Saban. I know not this year, but he was in the past. I'm totally cool with that. Now, we used to stay away from Alabama players, but now it's a new turnover, so we can trust the coaches there, whatever they tell us, you know, what's going on. So I'm going to Monty Jackson, cornerback, Alabama, pick number 173, comp pick. There we go. Hopefully he comes in. You'll sign a corner. You've got two in Renardo Green and Demo locked up, but let's get another one. 189, okay, here we go. A lot of the same names still on there. I want to look at quarterback. I think this is the perfect spot. We're in the sixth round, and I'm looking for a big quarterback. I'm not taking Graham Mertz. I've watched way too much of his tape at Florida with Pearsall. He was awful. Brady Cook, quarterback out of Mizzou, 6'2", 215. Nope. Donovan Smith, quarterback, 6'5", 235. Now we're talking. All right, started for 3 years. Oh, I don't like the numbers too much. Is he more of like a Russian dude? Yeah, I'm not liking this. Passer rating's pretty low. He's a big dude, though. I'm going to say no. KJ Jefferson, quarterback, UCF, 6'3", 247. Okay. 2.5 year starter. I think he got injured this year. Deep grade, 82.9. Nah, I'm not liking that one either. I'm not going DJ Ugalele. Man, that's everybody. Kyle McCord. Let's do it. 6'3", 220. Not what I want, but I do think that you have to take a dart. Not Jackson Dart. I'd be cool with Jackson Dart. You got to try to get somebody with higher upside. I want Purdy to be the quarterback for a decade. But you keep slinging those chances. Who knows? And I want somebody that's not going to be small. I don't want a Purdy clone. That's why I was so against drafting Mac Jones when you had Jimmy Garoppolo. Why would you do somebody with a limited ceiling? At least swing for the fences. Yeah, you took Trey Lance. It didn't work out. You moved on. But at least you tried to get somebody that could be a difference maker. Mac Jones' ceiling was always Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, that's what it was. And that's what he is. And so I'm going Kyle McCord. I'm not super happy about it. But he's the 181st ranked player. We're picking 189. I want to take a quarterback every single year. That's just who I am. Every single year. Even if I had Tom Brady or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, I probably still might be, you know, throwing a late round quarterback pick out there. All right. Now we got back-to-back picks. 248, 249 at the end of the draft. We're back seventh round comp picks here. Let's look at what we got. Let's see what we missed. We got edge, Mikael Williams, defensive tackle, Omar Norman Knott, tackle, Mbau, tight end, Jackson House, center, Jake Majors, running back, Scadaboo, corner, Damari Jackson, quarterback, Kyle McCord. We need a safety. We need a safety, and we need a linebacker. Those are our two biggest, like, man, we didn't touch these positions. So let's go check out the safeties first. Here we go. Dante Trader Jr. out of Maryland, 5'11", 202. I like that. Forced incompletion rate, run defense grade. Good, good, good. Coverage stops, forced incompletions. Yeah, that's our guy. We're going Dante Trader Jr., safety out of Maryland, drafted. And then for linebacker, I really want somebody with some length. All right, Greg Penn, the third out of LSU, 6'2". Nope, I don't want short, stocky. Dave Gabinda out of Texas, 6 foot, 235. Nope, I want 6'3 or bigger. Eric Gentry, linebacker, 6'6", 215. What the hell? What are you doing? No, I ain't going that big. Dylan Rosiak, 6'1". Nah, I don't like it. All right, we're just going to go with the top-rated linebacker. We're going Greg Penn out of LSU, linebacker. Just trying to fill that need. Now, let's see how they graded us. We earned a new award. Yay! Yay! All right, here we go. Man, Mikael Williams got a C-plus in the first round. I don't care. Our best grade was our second pick. Yeah, we got two A-pluses, our second and third pick. Omar Norman Lott, the defensive tackle, Tennessee, we got an A-minus. And Marcus Mbau, tackle, Purdue, third round, we got an A-minus. Then we started going for need, which the Niners do. They didn't like our tight end pick either. We got a D-minus for Jackson Hawes out of Georgia Tech. We got an F-grade for Jake Majors. We reached, and we knew that. And I said we're reaching because we've skipped the center position for too long. We got to get somebody. So in the fourth round, we took Jake Majors. We got an F-grade. Scadaboo got a B-grade in the fifth. Damani Jackson, B-minus grade corner in the fifth. Kyle McCord, quarterback, just taking a chance. B-plus. Dante Trader Jr., safety, Maryland, seventh round, B. Greg Penn, the third, B-minus. Brian, what's up, Brian Carter? Sorry, I've neglected the chat a little bit. I got too much going on. I realize I talk more and I talk faster whenever I'm doing these mock drafts. My voice is struggling, but that's okay. That's okay. I need more time. I got to pause. I'm too excited. I'm just too excited. Anyway, so I like the chat. You guys are awesome. I got the sitter. Hopefully you're happy, Big Papa. We got an F grade right here. NY Niners, appreciate you, buddy. He says, Jake Major looks better to me than Manheim. I haven't watched Manheim. I trust Jake Majors. He has some bad plays for sure each game, but he's got so many positive plays, and the dude is just a warrior. He ain't going to sit around and watch people get tackled like our current center, so I'm cool with that. What's up, Phil? Hey, man, about to respond to your email after the show. I'll get back to you on that one. Appreciate you, buddy. Lee says, Hufanga to free safety could work if there's not prospects that fits. I want a true free safety. You might have to sign one. But, yeah, I want a true – if we're going to do cover one, do it right. Build to what you're trying to do on the field. Come on, man. Build to what you're going to do on the field. That's what you got to do. Ice Cold Narsh. Okay, but how well did our last year draft grade last year is pretty freaking solid. Outside of wide receiver, I think you misappropriation of funds. If you go back, I don't think that you draft Pearsall in the first round. You take one of those defensive tackles that have done very, very well. But that's okay. Overall, the draft was awesome. Dominique Pooney hit. Malik Mustafa hit. Renardo Green hit. Isaac Rendo looks promising. The injuries were there before. They're still there. He's had both injuries in 2 weeks, foot and a hamstring. But he passes the eye test. And if he fixes a lot of his errors, vision, understanding what to do, how to run outside zone, he could still improve. It's just, man, 25-year-old running back. That's old for a rookie with injury history. But the draft looks promising. Cowing, we'll see. I wish you trusted him a little bit more. We can't make the playoffs now. 1% chance. I really wish you would let him play. What did Shanahan say? He's got to earn it. Man, come on, dude. What did Ronnie Bell earn? Chris Conley out there running the wrong routes, and he's a vet. Give the rook a chance. Understand where you're at. Yeah, Lee, pre-Christmas mock drafts this season. Laughing emoji. It's where we're at. It's where we're at. Right here, Invader says, I like Walter Nolan over Williams. And, you know, what PFF did, they added this new, like, mock draft assistant. They said they would have taken Will Johnson, the corner, out of Michigan over Mykael Williams. I disagree with that completely. I think that that is way off. But, yeah, and that's why we do these mock drafts. You figure out, I like this better. Edge is there in the second and third round in this simulator. We'll see what happens after the combine, how many guys go back. But, man, I if you told me we walk out of the first three rounds in whatever order, edge, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, home run. Will they all pan out? No. But at least you're trying to go after your biggest weaknesses. And I think, I don't think anybody disagrees with us. You know, everybody's planning on Trent Williams coming back, but offensive tackle, you got to at least try. You haven't drafted an offensive tackle in 2 years, maybe 3 years, actually. Has it been 3 years since we've drafted a tackle, offensive tackle? Like, Me no gusta. You got to get guys in there and see what we could do. And now that you got Trent hurt, now Jalen Moore's hurt, we ain't got nobody. Hopefully Jalen Moore plays. I hope he does. Anyway, this has been fun. Tomorrow we'll get the scouting report out Friday. And again, over at the 49ersrush.com, we've got our breakdowns. And, man, not too long from now, we're going to be having draft all 22 breakdowns over on the 49ers Rush for some of these draft crushes in the first and second round. And we're going to figure out who we like, who we don't like. But until next time, you guys are incredible. Hope you enjoyed this. Peeking forward is always fun. It is. Hopefully we can play some good football on Sunday, too. We'll be dealing with that tomorrow. All right. You guys are awesome. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Fred runs his own landscaping business.
Yeah, with my two brothers.
They take their business very seriously.
Sure do.
Fred traded up to commercial auto insurance from Geico for serious customized coverage that grows as his business does, all for seriously low rates.
All right, so when's it going to happen? You know, the big Geico surprise?
I'm sorry?
Some hair metal band. Are they going to jump out of those bushes?
No, this is a serious Geico ad.
That pyro was pretty cool, though.
Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.